message.
Setting and maintaining boundaries. All right, let's talk about it. Boundaries. You know, those invisible fences we're supposed to put up to protect our sanity and keep our lives from turning into reality TV? Yeah, those. They're like no trespassing signs, but instead of your lawn, they're for your emotional, mental, and physical space. Now, boundaries, we all know they sound great in theory, but setting them? Oh, that is where it gets tricky. It's like trying to tell your dog not to beg at the dinner table. They don't listen, and you end up feeling guilty. So let's begin with a classic.
The holiday dinner table.
It's post-election season. Tensions are high, and Uncle Gary decides that it's the perfect time to announce,
I just don't get why everyone is so sensitive these days.
You could engage, but let me tell you, arguing with someone over mashed potatoes, that's a recipe for indigestion. Instead, this is where your boundary comes in. Take a deep breath, look Uncle Gary in the eye and say, Uncle Gary, I love you, but we are not going to have this conversation. Then pass the gravy and move on. And that is only if even having Uncle Gary at the table at all is not going to negatively affect your mental health. Otherwise, Gary can sit this one out. Boundaries are about protecting our peace, not convincing people to change, which brings me to the hard part, particularly following this most recent revelatory election in the United States. What do you do when you find out someone you care about holds racist, sexist, or homophobic views? It's like discovering your favorite band secretly hates puppies. You feel betrayed, disappointed, and maybe even angry, and understandably so. Step one, acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to feel conflicted, but remember, their views are their responsibility, not yours. Step two, decide what you are willing to tolerate. Can you have a relationship with them while keeping those topics off the table? Or do you need to create distance? Either way, it is okay. Protecting your mental health is not selfish. It's necessary. Now, let's talk about strategy. Here's how to set a boundary without feeling like you're about to throw up. Number one, be clear and direct. None of that, well, I guess it's kind of awkward when you say things like,
no.
Try this. I don't agree with those views, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't discuss them around me. Number two, hold your ground. Boundaries are like parking spaces. If you are not firm, someone's gonna park there anyway. If they bring it up again, remind them, I've already said I'm not comfortable talking about this. Number three, let go of guilt. You are not responsible for other people's feelings when you set a boundary. They may not like it, but that is their problem, not yours. And here's a little humor to keep you going. Think of boundaries like a do not disturb sign for your soul. If someone ignores it, it says way more about them than it does about you. And finally, don't forget the golden rule of boundaries. They're not just about saying no to other people. They're about saying yes to yourself, yes to your peace, your values, and your mental health. So the next time someone tries to push past your emotional no trespassing sign, remember, you have every right to say, sorry, not today, not ever, and then pass the gravy. Before you go, let me know in the comments how you are setting boundaries. And if you like this kind of content, please smash that like button, follow me, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, also at Ask Mark Ward. Thank you so much.